I was just a bald-faced boy. Yeah, it's about the time of the morning when Daddy'd drag me out of bed, make me pull my overalls on, throw me in the back of the truck, and we'd set out on patrol looking for some...
ugly women. I said, Daddy, why don't we go to this Wrightsville place? He said, son, picture this. A beach where people have no shame. People that are in bikinis should have no business being in them. Big old gelatinous rolls of flesh hanging over them bikinis. Sagging tatas. Ivanectomy scars. Hairy legs. Underarms ain't been shaved. Look like they're carrying a couple of hamsters under there. I said, stop it, Daddy. You're turning me on. You're turning me on. Look how tan hot I am. He said, me too, son. So we did a little anticipatory whaling. We got there to the beach in Wrightsville. There she was. Harpoon scar on the side. A couple of environmentalists tried to roll her back in the water. I walked over to her. I said, excuse me, ma'am, but you're the nicest thing I've seen in a long while. A lot of people don't have a fine appreciation of the big woman, and I was wondering if you'd come a-riding with me. She said, why, young man, that's the nicest thing anybody said. Let me fold up my chair here. I said, nah, ain't nobody gonna steal it. You done blew out a couple of the ribbons in it here. Look at this. So we get over to the truck, and there's Daddy sitting behind the wheel with his pyrrhea grin, his teeth missing, Tipperilla hanging in it. She said, who's that? I said, it's my daddy. She said, I don't believe I want to go ride with the both of y'all. I said, hit the gas, Daddy. We talked to her, and we passed the bottle back and forth a couple of times. Turned out she realized we were just a couple of good old boys out for a good old time. So she agreed to climb in the back with me, and we went across the sand dunes. And I tell you what, you ever ridden across the sand dunes with a fat woman before? It's great. Daddy was going over all the stuff, and I was like, yeah, trying to hang on to the roll bar. He said, son, don't you use it all up now. You say something to me. So we flip-flop, and I drove him across the sand dunes, and he was like, yee-haw! Hit them ruts over there, boy! Hit them ruts! Oh, man, was that good! Oh. Well, we went down to the Wrightsville souvenir stand. Got me an ashtray, says Wrightsville Beach, and I get dinner, and every time I look at that, remembering that time so long ago, we bought her a couple of corn dogs and a soda pop. Yeah. Wouldn't you know, we had just finished speckling her like they do in the movies. She had her head tilted back, and Daddy and I were both simultaneously Shangri-La. And we sent her freshly speckled like that to the beach. Wouldn't you know, her husband comes walking the other way, takes one look at her and said, honey, you know you're going to get a terrible sunburn unless you rub that lotion in.